You are looking at a series of sculptures by artist Connor Hollis, installed in the year 2008. Let's give Connor a call and ask him some questions about this art. Hi, Connor.
Hi, Les. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. Now, the area in which your sculptures reside is known as pretty much an industrial area, or it has been at least through the years. Did that inspire your ideas, your concepts for your work there?
Absolutely. The approach that I took when looking at this site and considering my concept for the work was that the area was formerly known as the Industrial Crescent of Denver due to its high volume of industry in that area. And there's a very specific aesthetic, as you know, to industrial areas and a language that gets created with that kind of visual vernacular, if you will. When I started to approach this, I went through and did the site visits and started to look through a lot of the historical resources through Colorado, the Historical Society and things like that, and started to realize that there were some really iconic things about the area. I believe it was either the first or second owner of the original Overland site was responsible for the shift from wood-burning locomotives to coal-burning locomotives, which drastically changed that industry and the speed of the locomotives and things of that nature, which is referenced in the artwork as far as the drive arm and wheels of a locomotive. I borrowed that aesthetic to kind of recontextualize it with other imagery, such as the derricks and water towers of the area, which were really common in kind of turn of the century industrial areas.
Yeah, the artwork appears to have a kinetic aspect to it, as if you want the viewer's imagination to wander and pretend that the art appears to be moving. That's your intention?
Yes, and actually there is a kinetic component to that piece. The drive arm with the wheels on the front face of the structural member of the sculpture actually has a bearing system that allows it under heavy wind shifts that will actually kind of move slightly up and down, kind of a back and forth motion. And what I try to do is even if my pieces are static in nature as far as, you know, not being able to move, I try to create an implied movement, which in turn activates the viewer's imagination of, you know, what function does this object have? How does this object move? What would it do? What would its use be? And that's what I try to accomplish with the work.
Connor, tell me about your color choices for the art. How did you come to these colors?
The palette was actually derived from the train car color palette. As it ages and becomes desaturated and kind of worn looking, you end up with this almost kind of pastel, this bright pastel kind of coloration. And that was definitely the inspiration for the color palette for that work.
We hadn't mentioned that the art sits directly in water in Overland Lake. So I'm wondering what the challenges were that are associated with that.
It was quite a challenge, and it was really enjoyable to try to come up with a solution. The way we went about it is to fabricate a series of footer stands that have a steel plate on the bottom and a steel plate on top. And because of the nature of the boat and dealing with weight issues and those types of things, I created a series of footer blocks that are 80-pound concrete blocks that each stand has a grand total of 8. So I had to go in and out of the lake at a minimum of 48 times, somewhat scuba diving to get in there and get the blocks in and secured and situated. And then once we had that, we had basically a steel plate with hardware mounting holes that were roughly at water level, because the water in that lake actually can adjust drastically depending on the time of year. But so then we had a mounting plate to actually sail out with the boat and do a hardware connection for the sculptures, which the funny thing is the sculptures went in probably twice as fast as the footer stands, just because of weight and the logistics of going in and out of the water. But it was quite an enjoyable experience and challenge to do that.
Well, Connor, I thank you for your time and for your art.
Thank you.
For more information about the Denver Office of Cultural Affairs Public Art Program, please visit www.denvergov.org/public art or call 720 865-4313. The mission of the Denver Office of Cultural Affairs is to advance the arts and culture in the city and county of Denver. Thank you for calling.